Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape Skull. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Rob, who plays Codex.
Howdy.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Average.
I'll take it. All right. So, let's do question of the day. What is your character's phobia? Not like existential fear, but a thing you're afraid of. Examples being the dark, or a spider, or snakes. Snakey snake.
Well, mine's definitely not snakes.
Yep.
Edwin is bad. I'm going to go with rock slide.
A rock? You're afraid of rock slides?
Yeah.
They're pretty...
Oh, no, no.
Avalanche.
Yeah.
You know what we're coming up against?
Yes. Yes, I do.
His name is Chip.
Yes. Yes, he is.
And his brother is Dale.
Chip and Dale. No.
I still want to watch that movie.
No one else is giving me a fear.
I know. I'm honestly trying to think of something from that's common in Florida.
Alligators?
He had a pet gator, remember?
That's named true. Spider. I don't know.
Giant snakes. I mean the man-eating snakes.
Yeah, like an anaconda, something man. Like that could eat a person.
I'm getting extended to include Hydra. Whenever he finally meets one.
Yeah, he's like, that's a six-headed snake. What the fuck?
I got one. I literally got one.
Yep, you did it last time. Natalie? You just never transferred the data over.
What's funny...
No, I did that. Or we did it last night.
Is that while Athena lived on the Golden Coast, she is afraid of
what? San Diego, right?
It's still California's the Golden Coast.
Yeah.
Won't you party with us? Sorry. She's afraid of water.
Like, just legit. She's like,
she's afraid of water. She is a cat.
That's funny.
Like, big bodies of water. So, like, you know how people are like, they go into the ocean and they're like, I don't know what's in there. I don't like it. I don't like that I can't see the bottom. That is Luna. If she was in a pool, she could see the bottom, but she would still be kind of uncomfortable. You are spelling, huh?
Move the mic closer.
Oh.
No.
Markiplier.
Oh, yeah. He is afraid of water.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. You were going...
M-A... I don't know sign language at all.
You could still just do M and then A-R.
Anyway, so afraid of large bodies of water.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Good luck making a fight in water.
Ever heard of a flood?
That's fuck.
Or a hurricane?
Well, with a flood, you can mostly see the bottom unless it's very muddy.
Yeah. She just doesn't like or that. She can't hurricane? See the bottom.
Yeah, no, I'm not arguing that.
Hey, what sounds disaster-y? Huh. You fucking hurricane.
Water spout. Mm.
Would you believe that one of these cards specifically has a hurricane mentioned on it?
So,
well, then.
Tell the audience about those cards?
Oh, yeah.
Since you brought it up?
I printed out the cards.
I helped.
I printed out cards with all their classmates as well as their mentor with their not stats, but their physical traits and descriptions so that I can give them better when they get split up. Let's say I'm like, hey, you guys are with team 4 today for a mission, and I can have their personality in front of me so I don't have to, you know, remember 10,000 things.
Or guess. Incorrectly.
Like, I had the one girl being really nice. In reality, she's a bitch, and that's like her whole personality.
Mm-hmm. But you fixed it.
I fixed it. All right. So, who wants to do the recap from next time? From last time.
From yes. Next time.
Ooh. Shut up. There was time travel this last episode. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. So, we are responding to a emergency at Blue Sky Rockside.
Blue Springs. He's like, fuck, my notes are wrong. Blue Springs. And the hotel is at the Azure Springs. So it's not very original.
Which is built out of a quarry.
Yeah.
We found Wellspring, who's the healer, and brought her back. And then we went and rescued people. And then we realized that... I forget exactly how we realized. But, oh, the monsters are... Went back into the hotel, so we were going back to try to figure out what's going on, and we were confronted by Chip.
Technically, the monsters were going up the mountain. Up past the hotel, but you tried to go into the hotel, and Chip stopped you. And his name is Rock Chipper, a.k.a. Chip. And I believe as we ended, I said, roll initiative, suckas. And I don't... Did anyone write down what they had?
Nobody rolled.
No.
No, we didn't roll.
Y'all suck. I remember one of you rolled, and it was a 2. It was Natalie.
No, it wasn't. I got a natural 20.
It seems like bullshit.
I'm first.
The likelihood I go before Ark.
Probably a good likelihood.
Even though I have a lower initial bonus. What you get?
Wow. Pretty fucking good.
I rolled a 5.
Oh, okay. 16 plus 2 for 18.
21.
Yay.
Natalie, you want to see your number?
I got a natural 20.
Plus?
Plus 7 for 27.
Yeah, tracks.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you see Rock Chipper get into a very aggressive stance in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, you see an orangey energy coming on his hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna shoot him.
He hasn't even done anything to you yet.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a monster behind you.
Yeah.
Take a perception check.
I could do that.
That's I like the thing, but you gotta come with that yourself.
12.
No. 12
plus, and it has a star. So it's 12. We never added the numbers to this.
I thought I gave you the numbers.
No, you did not. So 12 plus the 3 for wisdom.
Yes.
It's but it's, there's a star.
But then would you double your proficiency?
So it's 4.
So 7.
5, 6. Okay. It's 12 plus 7.
19. There's no monster nearby you.
It is him.
He is. And you can tell with that, I'll give you a little bit of insight to it for funsies.
Mm-hmm.
He is very aggressive too, and wants you harm. Wants to do you ill. Wants to do you ill.
Okay, I pull back my bow and I go, "You need to stand down."
He says, "What do you mean?" And I roll deception with that.
So it's by insight.
Yeah, yeah. You guys can all roll.
So that's an 8.
That's an 18 plus 2 for 20.
You bastard!
It's an insight, and so it's a colored in square. So that means plus 2.
16 plus
4
for
20. I rolled a 19. I had 2 20s. You guys suck. You guys both know 13. That he wants... That he does, he means you harm... No. Elaine, Athena, you are... You're, no, it makes sense. So you guys suck for rolling 2 20s when I rolled a 19. Athena, you're... It makes... Yeah, you believe him. He's like, yeah. Mm. Yeah, what do you mean?
Well... So what
you
do they? What?
You got a natural 20. I'll give you an 8. You can use your advantage on that if you'd like to. Instead of on your attack.
No. No.
Yeah, no. He seems reasonable to you. Do you guys say anything?
Well, we both sense it, but we haven't really known each other enough to really tell if she senses it.
Ah.
Well, you know, like, being all aggressive and stuff.
I don't know what you mean.
You gotta... Dude, we're trying to save people. You're in the way.
And I'm protecting the people in this hotel. Please leave. Go back. I thought I saw a building falling over there.
I don't know.
I believe your initiative's about to end.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I can do.
There's nothing. You
I'm going to fight him.
The check.
Yeah.
Next up is me, right?
Yep.
I need dex saves from everybody.
1. I take full damage.
Is that out of 1?
Yes.
You take max damage. Nat 1.
We've not done that before. Well, not the players.
Hmm?
Not the players.
We talked about it. As an update to the rules. Because a nat 20, you take no damage.
That has never happened to me before. I got a nat 20 before. And I had to take half damage.
But no, I'm giving that as a thing. Nat 20, you take nothing. Nat 1, you take full. Does anyone disagree? Presently, he's like, this sucks real bad, but I don't hate it.
It should also then apply to the enemies, too.
It always does. I've been doing that for years.
I don't care either way.
Well, let's assess what he's rolling. What the damage type is first. Let's see what he's rolling. I could hear...
Probably going to be bludgeoning
in the head. Hmm? Yeah, it's bludgeoning.
He took all of his D8s, so that would be...
There's one left.
He took a lot of D8s. Yeah, he took a lot of D8s. Down.
I gave him my inspiration.
All right, so that's what we're doing. And what are the other totals?
I rolled a 16 plus 4 for a
20. I rolled a 16 plus 7 for... I had the number, but now it's gone.
The DC was 16. All right. Oh, that was a good roll anyway. That is a total of 20 bludgeoning, or 32 if you are
so,
Codex.
So 10 for us?
Yes, 10. As the ground beneath your feet, the ground beneath your very feet explodes up and kind of rocks your world. Chip whirls back behind him, and you see a shield of stone appear in front of his chest.
I'm trying to remember why we're here at the hotel.
We were following the Yetis back up, mm-hmm. upslope.
All right. Also, does everyone remember what their vulnerabilities are?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But if I remember correctly, it's electricity for Codex.
You'd remember wrong.
What is it?
Acid. And resistance to lightning.
That's right.
And necrotic. And sleep.
And you are poison or acid as well?
Necrotic.
Necrotic. And Natalie, you are cold. Mm-hmm. So Yetis are dangerous for you. Because mm-hmm. You are vulnerable to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure we're on the same page. Okay, that was Chip's turn. He's whirled back. He's probably 50 feet away from you now, standing, you know, before the gate to the hotel.
So, attacks of opportunity?
No, you guys never got within 10 feet of him.
Okay.
So he never let us.
Away? Yeah.
Wait a minute. If I pulled back my bow, I was ready to aim, and the moment that I see that he was being aggressive, I would shoot it, right?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have drawn your bow on him if you.
No, I said I draw my bow, and I say, step aside.
Yes, but then he said. But then he said.
No, I still kept it. I never said I put it down.
I'll give you a shot at disadvantage.
Fantastic. I felt bad that I didn't get any damage. That's why.
Is that a one?
No.
Roll to see how bad it is.
No. A two. A two.
Roll even on.
I'm gonna use an inspiration.
To reroll the one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so it was six, so I don't hit you.
Six plus nine is 15?
Yeah.
Misses.
Yeah.
But you don't...
Thank you.
But you don't shoot even odd. You for a crit.
Yeah, I have 17 hit points left right now. I could not take that extra shot.
Wait, but if I didn't roll the one...
But still, if you had...
It would have been... If
he
had not
inspirationed it, he would have shot him for a crit. Yeah. That's a 1-2.
That's not okay.
1-1 is crit self for max damage.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Alrighty. Who's next in the order?
I am.
You're like, ow! Wait, your temp HPs? Did you burn off those yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use my other set of temp HPs and 4 more temporary to myself as a bonus action.
Is that the one that's in aura or no?
Nope, I don't get that yet.
Okay.
This is Artificer. I get...
That's what I was talking about. I thought there was a bubble shield.
From the Magic Power Set.
Got it. I thought it was Artificer. Okay.
Nope. So I'm now up to 21 hit points, but now he's 50 feet away?
Correct.
What's range on Fairy Fire?
30 or 60, I don't know which.
60 feet.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, I'm going to cast on him.
Alrighty, I get to ready Dex save?
Dex save, yep.
Dex negates, I believe. Fuck a duck. All right, yeah, he's lit up with fairy fire. All right. Well, that sucks. Now that gives everyone advantage to hit him.
Awesome. I need it apparently.
And I will move 30 feet closer to him.
All right, so you're 20 foot away. Got it.
Yep.
Mr. Art.
Well, I'm gonna do the other thing that's hopefully gonna mess up his day.
Entangle.
Hold person.
Got it.
He needs to make another deck save.
He's not bad at those. He's rolled poopy. An indomitable that
target is 16.
Yeah, I rolled a 2 and a 3. He is paralyzed, right?
I believe that is
the... or stunned.
Either way, it's bad for him.
Do I have a concentration? Does that fuck up my concentration?
I don't think so. I'm pulling up the spell if you want to pull the modifiers.
Just like a whole person concentration. Yep.
The target must succeed a wisdom saving throw or be paralyzed. They get to saves at the end of the turn. I'm pulling up paralyzed now.
Got it. No, it does not. Okay, we're good. I just looked at it. I looked it up specifically.
The creature is incapacitated. Can't take actions or reactions. Automatically fails strength or dex saves.
Yeah.
And melee attacks are criticals.
Yeah. Oh, I'm familiar with how bullshit it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was your turn, right?
I'm going to move up 20 feet.
So you're 30 feet away?
Yeah.
Noted. Natalie.
Okay. It is time to shoot him with an arrow correctly.
You have advantage.
I have advantage. I think that's it. Yep, 18 plus 9.
Yes, so 27 hits. Mm-hmm. D10 and a D6. And you can add a D4 to it if you want.
And that's for if I have...
Favorite foe.
Favorite foe.
But you only get it twice per day, and you've already used it once.
Right, so...
But you also have the Yeti still.
Yeah, so I'll probably use it on the Yeti, so I won't use it on this Dumbo. Well, okay. So, that's 3. Plus 5.
Did you roll out of that?
No, that's damage. That's a 2 and a 1.
She rolled basically minimum damage. Alright.
I'm not having a good day, guys.
You're fine.
Alrighty, that was her turn.
Alright, you're going back into the box.
Your beast?
Your beast.
Can I do that? Mm-hmm. I have to call him out first, don't I?
They've been walking around with you.
No, they haven't. I had to call them back. They died.
Murphy didn't.
Murphy is my... Yeah.
He's one of your beasts, yeah.
That is true.
The
please hold. I'm putting these back because they screwed me already once. I'll call out Murphy. All right, bud. I need you to focus.
I can only go halfway there.
You can only go halfway there, well, but can
most
you...
of the way there.
Can you be intimidating?
Sure.
I would love that.
Growl.
No, that's not... Okay. You know what? Can you go big?
I already am. And okay. He poofs up.
Perfect. All right. And then just go be intimidating over there. And then I point to him, to the guy.
Got it. Bite that guy. Understood.
Yep, exactly. You got it, bud. And then he does that.
Okey-dokey. Just changing
the fact. Oh, I got really nervous. Remember how I was really sassy last night and I said, no, Paul, I don't want the stats on the note card. I lied. I was tired and I was cranky and I lied to you. I would very much like to have them on the note card.
Speed is 40.
Fantastic.
And it does not have a breath weapon yet, so it cannot get to him.
Okay. Well, he's about to be intimidating, so...
He can double move.
Okay, fantastic.
But he is on him for next round.
There you go.
When he gets within 5 feet, mm-hmm. he needs to make a dex save.
The guy needs to make a dex save, or the Murphy does. Oh, buddy, does he get there in time or no? Mm-hmm. Do I have to make the dex save right now? Or yes. Oh,
roll a d20. It's plus 3.
It's not a good day for me, guys. It's not a 1.
When you step within 5 feet of him, you're going to take 7 points of damage. Ow. As rocks spur off the shield in front of him.
Wow.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's when you end your turn within 5 feet of him.
So Murph has how much HP?
Total?
Yeah.
20.
20, and then he took how much? 5?
7.
Okay. That is 13 left. Great.
Correct.
Does he poof?
Actually, he just shrinks back to a regular cat and runs back at you.
Okay. Thank God.
All right. So, that was her turn. Now it is his turn. All he does is make a dex save. To break free of the old person.
Wiz.
Wisdom save?
Mm-hmm.
It's wisdom for the secondary?
No, it's wisdom's whole person.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it wisdom?
Yeah.
Either way, you didn't make it last time, so it doesn't really matter. So that'll fucking do it. 18 on the dice.
Hang on. I'm within a certain range, and I might just silvery barb him.
Okay.
But I'm just double-checking the whole person. It is a seed of wisdom save.
Sorry, I looked at the wrong one.
It's okay. It didn't matter. I rolled a 2 and a 3. The ice power set has the whole person that gets the deck save.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see if it has to be attack or what the silver barb triggers on.
End of the turn.
Silver barb triggers on, if I can use it on that.
I don't believe it works on saving throws. It might.
You magically distract a creature and turn its moment of uncertainty... encouragement for another creature. The triggering creature must reroll a d20 and use the roll. Would you take when a creature you see within yourself succeeds an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw?
Am I doing that over?
Yes.
That is even better. 19 this time.
I'm gonna choose myself for the advantage.
Fair. Okay. I'm no longer paralyzed. Excellent. Whose turn? Next it is Codex's turn.
Codex is going to misty step behind him and swing my hammer. He's not seen this before.
Correct.
I already have a bandage on him already.
Correct. But I'll give you the inspiration for flavor. wasting an ability you didn't need to.
Mm-hmm. All right. Elven accuracy. Actually, I'm going to use these because I want to keep the die that I actually rolled good twice and bad once still in the pool. Does an 18 hit?
It does not. But you do see the shield, the rock shield. It looks like parts of it chipped off.
Okay.
Like it might be ablative.
Should I roll dice?
No. It's like it loads a certain number of hits.
Keep in mind, I do extra damage to objects.
Okay, you knocked off two of his certain number of charges.
Okay. All
right. That is it for you. Do you have a bonus action you want to use? You already bonus action teleport.
Yep.
Are you going to move back to neck a hit and let him swing on you?
I'm going to stay still because I have resistance to damage right now.
Dex save?
I have resistance to damage right now.
Good, you still take some of this. 19 at 28.
That's a 16 on the die?
You make the save, so you're going to take half of 11. So half of 11, so 3.
So my temporary hit points up.
2. Because half of 11 is 5.5. Half of that is 2.75. Alrighty. That was the almost max damage on that burst.
2d6?
2.
The
spikes are 2d6.
Yeah, that's what I was guessing.
Okay, next up, Art.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and do the thorn bolt, the firebolt.
Yeah.
Reskin.
And I do maintain concentration.
The explicitly better firebolt?
Yes, exactly.
Except you can't light shit on fire, instead you can make,
17 plus 8 for 25.
You hit him even through his ablative. Not by a lot, but you did.
We're doing great. We're doing great.
All right, tell the squad what you rolled on your d12.
I rolled a 1 on the d12.
We're doing so good.
Plus 6?
Yeah.
He's going to start laughing at us with how little damage we're doing.
He's like, hey, go home, little kids.
I'm going to go ahead and move 30 feet.
Laterally?
Yeah, so I'm kind of curving around
him. Kiting around him, okay.
And so that we're now all standing in the same pile.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Aww, you don't want my erupting earth to go off again? Did I get that back?
No.
No.
Yes.
Got it. I said yes. Good.
No. Job. No, I said no. And then I said yes when you just said no.
All right. After anything else you'd like to do, Art, you have a bonus action? Want to convert some sorcery points or something?
Not yet.
Okay. Good. Nelly?
I move to the right away.
So Art went left, you went right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? And like two spaces forward.
Okay.
So I'm not in a line. We're not in a line.
I understand, yes.
Got it.
You're in a triangle.
Mm-hmm. Can I shoot again?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
And also you get sneak attack on this one because...
You have an ally and you have advantage on the attack.
You have advantage.
All right, hear me out. 17.
You have advantage.
That's a 19 plus 9.
28.
You almost crit. Don't screw me. Please don't be in. Okay.
1d10, 1d6.
Yes. You usually don't screw me, says my final words. That is a 6 and a 5 for 11 plus 5 for 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Tickety tick tick tick. All right, Murph.
And now Murphy?
Goes forward.
He's next to it already.
He's already next to it? He goes... I know it's an audio medium, but he goes, bah. So you know how, like, when a cat is sitting up on its hind legs and it's playing with a string and it goes one paw forward and then the other paw, like, swiping at it. That's what Murphy is doing.
It's plus 5 to hit.
Plus 5, okay. That's a natural 20.
Wait,
hold on, let me check. Yeah, that's a natural 20.
Roll it again.
So I'm the only one that didn't get past the shield.
16?
It's a regular crit.
Okay. But I don't even know what that means, but okay.
Roll 2d6.
2d6.
Because if you 20-20, it gives you max damage.
Gotcha. That's a 4.
I'm sorry, you only need to roll 1d6 and you get to keep the other d6 max.
6 total.
So you only need to roll 1d20, not 1d6, not 2.
He's guaranteeing you extra damage.
5.
So 11 plus...
I thought you said 2, sorry.
2. So 13?
13 plus...
That's it.
Yeah. Good job. Oh, you're going to have so many treats later. You're going to have so many treats later.
He says, treats!
I love treats!
And you see a little fire, like a little lightning crackles off of his jaws, and he goes, oh, cat! I always hated cats. All right, it is now Chip's turn.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to Clap. I need, I believe it's con saves.
I'm good with this.
From the two of you around him?
Am I around him?
Murphy is.
Okay. So what's his...
His con save is plus 2.
19 plus 2 for 21. How long can I hold
the silvery barb bonus?
It's... I don't know. I think it's the next round.
Within a minute. And it's non-concentration.
Good deal. Are you going to keep it then?
I rolled a 6 plus my 7 for a 13. I'm thinking I might need to have a better roll on the save.
Yep.
I'm going to use it here.
Fair.
Make the save.
So neither of you take any damage. As yay! As his thunderclap, his quickened thunderclap doesn't do anything.
Yay. Screw you.
He's 9 levels fighter and he has sorcerer.
He's a monster. He has abilities.
Okay.
Slash, not a monster. He's, he is statted like a monster because I needed to have something that was threatening to you guys. But I didn't want to just do class levels because they don't scale linearly. Like a fifth level enemy is significantly stronger than 3 third level enemies because of fireball or whatever. Okay. So his other bit is going to be to dive into the ground.
Attacks of opportunity?
Yes.
Does Murphy have that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I roll.
Plus 5.
He's still fairy fired, so we have advantage on this attack.
15 plus 5 is 20, and that counts. And then another 15. Does it do anything if I get the same number twice?
No.
It really should.
I'm assuming a 27 hits him.
Yes, it breaches the shield.
A d6.
19 bludgeoning.
Is it a plus weapon? I thought. Yours is, yes. So you said how much? 19?
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay, and then I rolled a d6, and I got a 4.
Plus 2
for 6. And I like to think that Murph bit him.
Yeah, he still gets away. He still gets into the ground, but you do not see them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Even with fairy fire on him, tracking him?
If he was above ground, you'd get him. Or if he was invisible, he's not. He's burrowing.
Murph, all right. Murph has a scent on him, and he can smell him through the smell.
He doesn't leave the he doesn't leave a tunnel, like an earthworm until he glides into the ground.
Mm-hmm. Murphy is like a hound dog. He got his scent.
He bashes his nose in the ground. He says, "Yep, it's rock."
Mm-hmm.
All right, next.
He's not a good hound dog.
Because that was his
action. Correct. I'm looking at my stuff right now.
He's rolling another d6.
Oh, it's like.
Did I need to see him to cast Mind Sliver?
Probably. Yes.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Seems valid.
It's my last first level, and I have both my second levels.
Honestly, I would use the second level on yourself, then. You're so low. The dice.
Is it a 1?
The dice don't like you today.
It's 2 3s I rolled.
Oh.
Plus 5.
That's better than what I rolled. All right.
So whose initiative is next? Or do you have anything else you want to do? I should describe the entry to this place, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
So you guys are standing about 50 foot in front of a walled compound. The walls are very artistic. They're very fancy. But there's an iron wrought iron gate that goes across it, across like the roadway or the driveway leading into it. And the wall's like 15 feet high. And from that, it's only about 50 foot back to the... Or like 100, let me think of how far things are. Like 60, 65 feet back to the hotel itself. All right.
I'm just going to make a perception.
Roll it.
Just see what I can see from here, if there's anything else.
Are you focusing on visual or are you looking for audio as well?
Because
if you're willing to exclude one, I give you a bonus.
I will just do, I'm going to listen in.
Okay.
Because I know he's underground, so maybe I can
hear him.
Hear some rumbling. Get a general direction. 16 plus not much.
2?
4. So 20.
You hear a distinct like popping sound coming from over behind the wall.
I'm going to start heading that way, and I will announce to the party. I hear something from behind the wall.
Okay.
It could be him exiting the ground.
Yeah.
Do I know what languages they speak?
Yeah, you would have discussed that.
Which one was our one shared language again? Or our second shared language?
Was it German? Some reason I thought German.
I was thinking French. I think it's French. I think it's French. I'll say in French that I think he's behind the coming out behind the wall. I hear a noise.
Well, that's where it was going anyway.
Oh, but it sounds like it's coming from the left of the wall, not the right.
Okay, I specify, and I head that general direction.
Yeah, it's like 50 feet away, so you're you move once and you're 20 feet away. Okay, next.
I'm gonna go ahead and try to get to the gate.
Yeah, you make it to the gate.
Okay.
Would you peek through it or?
Oh, absolutely.
You see, there are tall bushes up against the wall. Roll perception. You did have to double move to get there, by the way.
Yes,
I'm just making sure you knew that.
15 plus 2, so 17.
Let me roll to see how stuff is.
With fairy fire?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, you see there's a glowing form about 2 bushes over.
Okay.
Yes, bushes. And you have constant control and control plants. Mm-hmm. That you don't have to use an action for that.
Oh, then yeah.
It's constant.
I'm going to see if I can have the bushes grab them.
Of course. And the bushes... He has to make a grapple check. Or get grabbed by a bush. He escapes the bush. Actually, roll for the bush. Roll for bush.
Come on, get bushwhacked.
I rolled a 12.
I rolled a 16. Was that not talking, taking into account bonuses, which mine are bigger than yours? He wins. So he manages to roll out of the way of the bush.
Did you attack with advantage?
It's a grapple check.
With advantage?
No.
Isn't that how fairy fire works?
Just attack rolls, not grapple checks. Why would him being shiny make it easier to grapple him?
Why does him being also, shiny allow me to hit him better?
Did you roll to maintain concentration when you got whacked?
I rolled a 13 on the die, I only took 2 damage.
Oakley doakley. Next.
Mirage. Mirage. Excuse me. It's
totally.
We know where he's at. The whole time. We know.
Yeah, he's behind the wall.
He's behind the wall. Can I shoot him or no?
You specifically said you kited left, right? Left, correct?
I said, sure.
So no.
I said I kited right.
No, she went right. I went left.
Oh, then yes. You'll be at disadvantage.
Because
it's underground.
No. Yes.
You'll be at neutral.
You're shooting through the wrought iron gate.
Right, yeah. But he's got fairy fire.
So it's neutral, but so it's neutral. No sneak attacks, what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right.
So straight up roll.
16 plus 9, I think. 25. I'm so glad that I found you.
Yeah, you ignored his fucking armor. Again. He has this really cool blade of armor that gives him a bunch of extra AC. When you hit a certain number, it doesn't fucking matter.
God bless it.
You only get the D10.
Well, then I'll re-roll it.
No.
Yes. 10 plus 5. I
said no.
For 15. Got 15 it. I'll take 6. Damage. Okay. That's so much better than what I even... No, wait. No, I was plus 2. So it'd be 7.
That's fine.
It was 2 plus 7.
She doesn't like her damage getting nerfed. All right.
I don't know, man. If I have the confidence, and it sometimes works.
Don't lie. It's not. There's no necessity. There's no.
Ow. Ow! Don't stop doing that. You and your grabby toes.
I was giving her shit because she was cheating again. Okay. Do you? You really had to move to get there, so you're stuck there. Do you have a bonus action you'd like to do?
You can do it. He's our guy. Murphy can do it. How about try? You can
hunter's mark him.
Have it.
And you always have the general
direction. And then I know where he's... Okay, I go.
Which also would have given you an extra D6 on there, which...
You! Right there! And that's hunter's mark. That would have been 5. Then, all right.
Just this once, I'll give it to you.
What?
Because you cast it after you hit.
Oh. Okay.
You should always.
You're getting free damage this time. Mm-hmm. Is what he's saying.
One time.
You should always do it before.
Tanks.
He's not happy with that. Okay, next.
Then Murphy, right?
Yes, Murphy. He can't get through the gate.
He's a cat. He can jump over the gate.
Yeah, he's a big cat. No.
I have him roll athletics.
What's that plus?
Just roll a d20.
I rolled a 15.
With an 18 total?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cat.
I'll allow it.
Cats can jump pretty high.
Yeah, so yeah, he skitters over the top. And he rolled high enough. It was going to make it a 15 if you get stabbed, an 18 mm-hmm. to not get stabbed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it makes it over.
Made that threshold.
Yep.
Got it.
And now he's 10 feet away from him. Mm-hmm. Going to move closer?
Yeah.
Get stabbed? No. Get shot again?
No.
All right, no. So he's 10 foot from him. Got it.
And then he makes like you know how Peanut likes to sit in front of the door and go like her. That's what he's doing. Like the hunting noise.
I understand. Okay.
It's a me.
Wait a minute. Are we going in clock? We're going clockwise order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, but yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, he wants to put the cat down. He pulls out
That is a poor choice of words, by the way.
Hang on a moment. He has disadvantage on this attack.
Yeah.
Why?
Artificer. I hit him. Because I actually hit him.
Yeah, you're right. I have disadvantage to shoot the cat.
Because my armor effect.
Doesn't really matter when I rolled a 17.
Yes.
Well, what's the other die?
19.
Okay.
So I'm gonna roll 2d6s and add 5. Take 12.
He's down to 1. Murphy's still up.
Murphy's at 1.
And then he's gonna do it again. Because 2 attacks. That is.
Disadvantage. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but do I have to re-roll? That's the question. No.
Thank God.
Oh. So but an 18 still hits you.
Probably.
So the cat gets bopped. Murphy shapeshifts back into a cat and actually appears on your shoulder.
Oh, thank God.
He says, yeah, it's going to be a while before I can do that again. Okay. I hate that guy.
Do you want to go in the bag?
Yeah, with the dome?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But, okay.
AKA, he'll have some level of protection versus fireball.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go. Get in there, buddy.
He opens the thing himself and pops in. Mm-hmm. He's so like, focus up over there. He shot me. Get him. And the next time you shoot him, you'll have advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You already have advantage, but
it's the extra cat advantage?
No.
Damn it.
Elven accuracy advantage?
No. Next up. Oh, I'm sorry. And then he's going to move 30 feet closer to the door. So he's one movement away from getting inside.
All right. So
I wish I had.
Can I see him?
Yeah, because he's moving towards the middle.
He needs to make a wisdom save.
But I don't want to. 16?
Meets beats.
Actually, let me go. Remember this guy. This is 15, sorry.
He is held.
You both have it.
Yeah! I know at the very start of these campaigns, my character only really knows human monsters. He's not really seen too many non-human monsters, so of course I have hold person.
This is bullshit. Okay, next.
I saw my bonus action.
What's your bonus action?
I move closer. Yeah. I go up to the gate or...
There's a gate, yeah.
And do I have enough... I already made it to the wall, I think, and so I just use my move action to climb the wall.
Roll athletics. It's 15 feet tall. It's not hard. It's like a DC 10.
Athletics. Plus 6. 17 on the die, so 23.
Yeah. Yeah, you hop it just fine. You land without hurting yourself and everything.
Make sure I do have my distance from him. His damage shield. They hit me by
within 10 feet. You can't get that far.
I know. I just make sure I'm not hopping the fence and being right on top of him.
Yeah, I mean, you could use your teleport to get closer if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my damage resistance ability up for a bit.
Uh-huh.
Until he actually isn't held.
Alright, next.
Hurt.
You're standing at the gate.
Yeah, I know. Is the gate locked?
Yeah.
Well, then I will shoot a thorn bolt at him.
Yeah?
Suggestion? Well, he's held. He automatically fails strength and dex saves, like being held by vines.
Oh, automatically fails?
With paralyzed, yeah.
Oh.
So you could entangle him as well?
Yeah, I would entangle him with the vine, with the plant power set.
Plant power set. So now he's paralyzed and entangled?
Yep, so he's restrained.
Okay. You're doing that instead of shooting him with a vine bolt, with a thorn bolt? Okay, next.
Yeah, I forgot it.
Nattery?
That's me. Shoot him again.
Yep.
With extra advantage.
You move up closer to the thing. So roll 2d20s.
13 plus 9.
The blade of armor cracks off.
Okay.
There's like three rocks. Effectively, there's one big enough rock to block anything. There's one more shot left in the blade of armor.
Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19 points.
No, seven plus six. You didn't hurt him.
You hit him.
He popped a shield.
Temporary hit.
Effectively, it is the shield spell with 5 charges.
Oh, I rolled really good damage though. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. All right. Next is me.
Shield spell, because currently shield spell only works per one person.
Yeah, but it's not a first level spell he did either. It's a
fourth
level spell.
Can we learn it?
Probably not. All right. So, this is me seeing if I break free of the paralysis first.
So wisdom save?
Nat 20.
I can't use that. But he's still restrained.
But I still have my foots tied, so I'm going to try and get out of that with a 4. I cannot move my footses, so I am done. It's at the end of the turn anyway.
Yep. Now, my question was, is it a dex save to get out of it?
I think it's actually strength. Dex to avoid it, strength or athletics to get out of it?
No, it's strength.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, if only he tried to save the other way around.
Rob.
Yep. All right, I'm going to close the distance.
Good.
And I'm going to booming bop him in the head.
A booming bop, got it.
A booming bop.
Bop. So it's going to bop, yeah.
That was the joke, but he avoided it.
So that's definitely going to be a hit, because that's 18 plus 8.
Yep.
7 plus 6 for 13. Then if he moves, he takes the extra thunder damage.
I'm very aware.
I can't wait to get next leveled so that actually increases my attack damage.
Your base damage, yeah. All right. He's hurt.
Still got a bonus action, but I got nothing really to do with it. Yeah, that's it.
Oof. All right.
I did end my turn within 10 feet of him.
Good deal.
So how far Dex away save? Am I?
Next trigger.
You can have it.
Nice.
I rolled 3 damage. So you take 1, no matter what.
I take 3 damage? I'm not resistant right now?
To bludgeoning? Oh, then 3.
How far away am I?
Roughly 40 feet. Let's say 30. Mm-hmm. Freeze it. 30 for ease of math.
Okay.
You gonna throw him at him? Pull him closer?
No, I'm actually going to go ahead and cast Tasha's Caustic Brew.
Acid Spray. Basically. And try and cut away through the gate at the same time?
Yeah.
I dig it. Roll your damage. Or I mean, dex save?
Dex save at disadvantage because you're restrained from the entangle.
Yep, I was about to mention that.
I did very good. 17 on my disadvantage.
Okay.
And the fence.
You still do damage.
Nope.
No?
It's a save.
Is it save for half or save or suck?
Save or suck.
Is it really?
Dex saving throw or be covered in acid.
Or be covered in acid. Oh, because it does a residual. That's why.
Yes.
Okay, but you did bore a hole through the thing, so you can walk through it now.
Okay. Well, then I will move up 10 feet.
Okay. Next.
It's my turn. Do it again. Let me have it this time.
Hold it.
17 plus 9.
There you go.
Thank God.
You bypass his shield.
Bah.
You get an extra d6.
I already added the d6.
You get 2. One for sneak attack, one for Hunter's Mark.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14.
Ow. He actually starts bleeding through his suit.
Ew.
And.
Thank you.
He falls to the ground and says, I surrender.
Insight?
Yes. Correct.
I'm going to show the table what I rolled.
Mm hmm. Yep.
Doug, I surrender. Don't hurt me. I won't do anything. I rolled an at 1. Motherfucker's lying. Lying.
He's still restrained, right?
Yeah. Is he fighting the vines?
It doesn't matter. He's going to earth glide through the ground that they're attached to. They're holding him down. He pushes him into the dirt. Out.
He moves. He triggers my booming blade.
Yeah, but he's willing to take that risk.
Okay.
If he knows what it is, and he doesn't, he's a dum-dum. He's got good strength, decent dex, okay wisdom, and really good charisma. But he's got almost no con and no intelligence to speak of. Okay, so he lied. But that was his turn, and it looks like he's doing something to the ground. You guys can tell.
I'm gonna non-lethal knock him out.
Give it a try. Prone, yeah.
Fairy fire.
And prone, and... Oh, did you make your con save for your fairy fire?
I made it.
Okay.
So that's enough to hit.
What was it?
26.
It was, yeah.
So damages, I guess?
He has 8 HP. Do you do more than 8?
That's my minimum.
Then yes. Okay. As he falls unconscious, the ground beneath him pulses, and everyone within 20 feet needs to make a deck save.
Is that everyone?
Within 20 feet. So no. That's just me.
Just the one that has like less than half damage.
As he does the same erupting earth spell again, he did it, but it's set to go off if he passed out. He doesn't want people to find his body, but you'll find that out why. When it doesn't do enough damage to fucking do enough. Damn it. 12 plus 3 is 17. You take 8.
Is that already halved?
Yeah, it's halved. 8. Still conscious?
I'm back up to 19.
You healed yourself. And you see his body gets thrown in the air by the erupting earth.
Reaction? Catch him?
Sure.
Athletics check, I assume?
Yeah.
Just do this.
Oh, I'm thinking, is he trying to escape? I don't know. Did he just rocket himself up? 20 total?
Yeah, you catch him as he lands, his foot hits the ground and it dips into the dirt like it doesn't exist to him.
Nope.
You know Lemillion?
No.
From My Hero?
Never watched it.
His powers, he can move through anything, even unconsciously. So his thing was he triggered his earth glide, then triggered ripping earth, throw him in the air so it would get him up and it would throw him under underground. So either he'd be able to recover him there or die, be gone and they won't find him.
All right. Huh?
Okay. You have the body of a licensed cape. He's not dead, but
who attacked us?
He is bleeding pretty profusely.
I chose non-lethal damage.
He didn't.
Anyone have any healing left? Because I got one spell slot total. I can use it.
I have one heal that I can do a day.
Hey, Natalie, you have a good berry.
I have good berry.
What do you mean? The healing word you can use spell slots on.
Well, that's true, but
I have good berries. I could just pop one in and then go. And then, like, take the top of his head and then the bottom of his jaw.
See if we feed him healing that he'll stay still on.
It's a magical thing. No, he'll wake up with that.
And then I...
Nom, nom, nom.
And you bop him in the head, yeah. Stop bleeding. Huh? Back. And then, yeah, it's fine. And what you're going to find on him is a small satchel in the small... Yes, a tiny satchel in the small of his back, probably like the size of a hardback book. And he's got his comm link on his wrist. He's got his AR rings, but those are standard fare kind of thing.
Those are gonna get stripped.
Anything weird?
Just the bat. Just the tiny satchel.
Okay.
What's in the satchel? Is it trapped?
No.
It's you, Paul. We have to ask.
I know. I don't trap books usually.
I prepared what? Exploding runes
today. No, he's not that smart. It is, without exaggeration, a little black book inside it.
What language?
English.
Okay. He could have known...
I know.
Like, primordial.
Actually, correction. It's in Italian. There's a good reason for it.
Is that would that be considered a mistrigger?
No.
We had to ask you what language it was in, man. And you didn't even know. You said English first.
No.
Damn it.
So...
You speak this language? It's gibberish to me.
Yes.
You do. Send him a beach.
You were trying to think of a language that none of us speak.
It is... And what's your intelligence? And have you ever helped your parents with books? Like bookkeeping?
Yes.
Your parents were only in a store, right?
No, my dad was a teacher.
Okay, yeah. These
intelligence is 16.
Okay, so. Yeah, 100%. So these are the actual books for the hotel. When you get inside, if you were to ask for the regular books, they haven't had a guest in almost a year. Mm. But it looks like they've got record-breaking profits. And then it just says donation.
Yeah.
They're taking bribes.
No.
They're money laundering.
Yeah.
Hard. They're like on the top 10 best hotels in the country list. And they haven't had a guest in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it helps that they're... keeping Yetis for something.
Actually, not related in this case. You'll learn that quickly. He actually was defending the hotel from that. But, yeah, he's the reason why they got... you're going to find in his comlink, he has Magitech person touches his comlink and says, give me your secrets. And I'm not going to make you roll for it because he's an idiot whose encryption... His password is is a rock chipper, you know, 69-420 or some shit like that. You barely even had to talk to it. It's like, ha ha, dumb thing. And you're like, I know what this is.
Mm-hmm. So, what's in the comlink?
He is the person who connected them with the mob. It is the Riverside City mob.
Okay. Mm.
Run by the Gentiles. Not related to the mayor is related, but is not involved. It's been investigated through for the last 20 years, and he's miraculously clean. And he's watched closer than anyone would ever believe. His daughter, she's a problem. But
yep, that's good old Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Monica.
She's by the way, I am relaying this information to Jen. She's probably been watching us this entire time.
I thought she was off.
Jen, no.
And then it's Veronica that's off.
Veronica is off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Veronica has no access here.
Right. No. Veronica isn't allowed out of the. Right. Essentially, she's replaced by Jen whenever you leave. And then she basically, you can give her like she gets access to your mission reports, so she can help you with that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But Jen says, this information has been documented. Thank you for your service. This hotel will be put on lockdown in the next 2 minutes. Please leave. We will send FSA agents to case the place. This has been a tax haven for a fraudulent cape.
Yeah.
All right. But what do you want us to do with Chip?
Teleportation pod.
Take him to Wellspring.
Okay.
She's been working with him for years, but she actually reported a malfeasance we couldn't prove.
Ah. Okay.
I shouldn't have told you that. Damn.
It's okay. We won't tell anybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She seems like not confused, but like, I'm fucking slipping. Damn. Mm-hmm. And right. Take him back to Wellspring, and she says, so he was dirty. Was he? Tell me he was dirty.
Yes.
Yes.
Not just the dirt, but like he's actually dirty.
No, yeah. He's very.
I've turned him in 3 times.
It's okay. It's the lockdown is probably in process now.
It was the second Lamborghini that did it for me. I knew he couldn't afford one, let alone two.
Those are just so ostentatious. Why?
Yeah, he got the new Huracan. Like he got the old Huracan and the new Huracan 2 years later. It didn't make any fucking sense.
Especially in these mountains, you're better off with a four wheel vehicle.
I mean, you're right. You're right.
She's probably just earth glided through.
I drive a water bubble, but if I'm in a car, it's a Jeep Wrangler.
any chance you have any spare healing available right now?
Of course. Gather up.
Thank you.
and then the ground in front of her bubbles up with water, and it sprays out little like 10-foot radius. It takes a couple minutes. It's a prayer of healing spell.
For
2d10 plus 5. I got it. I roll this. 9 plus 5 is 14.
Back up to still roll.
12, but I'll survive.
And
I'm down more than that.
Oh, you're still hurt? She reaches out and touches each of you. Art, you're gonna get 8. Rob, you're gonna get 7. Let me do that one more time.
I'm only 5 down now.
Oh, then she won't.
Murph, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just tired. I can't do that again until you go sleeps. I need to use my healing prayers on myself now. He said, why didn't you use your other beast?
Because it takes a spell slot to reset him right now. Correct. We didn't have the short rest to do it.
I didn't have the strength to pull him out, and you were right there.
Fair.
So don't you like fighting?
Yes, but I don't like getting my ass kicked.
No, you did so good.
I did not. You did. He hides his head underneath his paws.
No, you did so good. You're going to get treats, remember?
That's the only upside to this. Okay, so you guys are going to head back up the mountain?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You find that it works. The Yetis literally did not even touch the property. The walls were electrified.
Ah.
The gate was not, because you know, it would be ostentatious if it was sparking, you know? So if you look to the left, and go, there's a pathway up around, and you find an old like goat trail.
Okay.
Can I get survival checks from the three of the Latalia?
Okay.
Can I use Boy Scout? Because I've been on these trails.
Not this trail. Okay. A goat trail and a hiking path are very different.
Survival has nothing in the bubble. So that's plus
3.
And I rolled a 17, which is a 20 total.
Okay. Good job.
17 Thanks.
Total. 17 total, 17, 20.
18. total. 14 plus 4.
Yeah, good deal, good deal, good deal. Everybody's fine. It was DC 15 to not, like, twist an ankle or some shit. You're climbing for the better part of half an hour. And, I mean, you guys are fat, much faster than normal people. You have the endurance and strength of supers.
It probably wore off, but I just realized I had long shredder on.
This would, yeah, you'd realize you're outpacing them, then it wears off, and you slowly stop outpacing them. And you guys make your way up this mountain, and you are climbing high. And you guys are all going to get a ping on your...
It's still not high.
I know.
I lived in the Rockies.
I know, but you're getting up to the point where, like, the tree line, you're past the tree line, it's more like scree now. And you get a ping on all your comm links, and it says all students are to
report back
within 1 hour. You estimate you've got at least another half hour before you get up to where you can see, you know, up above there's a cave. It's your decision. You want to go to it or you want to go back?
It's usually faster going back down.
Not if you're doing it safely.
I know.
I'm still going to go up.
Going up.
All right.
I'd like to imagine you're using your control plants to pull out like sap, like leaves, like not little, but little vines and grass to grab onto. In my head, that's what's happening. Making little angles. So, with doing that, you speed up. What?
I will ask Jen to calculate the time it would take to get back and give us a reminder on when, if possible.
Understood. Coming down from that height, it would take, and she does math, 27 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
If done safely. Otherwise, if you ride like a log or something, it'd be much faster, but much more dangerous.
We gotta find a log.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we're above the tree line.
We gotta find a snowboard.
We gotta ride a Yeti down.
Okay, so you make your way up there, and there is a cave. It is not very large, probably no more than like 5-6 foot across. And it is mother of God cold in there. It is like walking into a meat locker.
I have Firebolt. Can I use that just to keep a little bit of warmth on us while we're walking?
It isn't like it's going to hurt you. It's just like it's the wrong temperature.
Yep. I'm just saying just for ease of comfort for us.
Yeah, you can do that.
Can we listen in on the inside?
Yeah.
See if we hear a and a baba da baba baba someone listening.
And then a bigger voice says,
I thought you were just doing the Yeti voice. I adore that. Do I understand it? Because the Yeti is an animal.
No, it is not. They are sentient creatures. Anyone speak Primordial?
Probably.
I joked that I spoke Primordial, but I think I said I wasn't.
You're going to get a...
I did not take it, no.
It isn't true Primordial, but it's close enough. You get the impression that the leader is saying, I'm going to take the food through, guard the door, guard the tunnel. And as you walk, as you kind of like sneak up, you see the biggest monster you've ever seen, easily 15, 20 feet tall, duck through a tiny portal and get sucked through. And left behind are two much scrawnier, white, furred, with horns, creatures.
I want you to question. Know. I'm so happy.
Is it considered a short rest on the way up?
Absolutely not. It's a rest.
You have to stop.
Or no, you can walk. Just not.
It could also be a mental rest. Maybe he was mentally
up
resting.
A fucking mountain.
I'm going to try to call out to them in the appropriate, trying to get the right.
Okay, so it's a mixture of like Aquan and Orin, but like if you just speak Primordial, they'll understand you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's trying to mimic them.
Well, I'm trying to.
If you're trying to mimic them, roll me a charm power set check.
12.
You're proficient.
So
12, 2, and
6?
20.
Yeah.
Because 12 plus 8.
Yeah.
They go. Do you walk out so you're visible?
I'm gonna walk
and,
out.
And they go, you leave.
I'm here to help. People that were here were not here to help you. I would like to be able to help you.
Then bring food.
Okay.
Bigger food.
What kind of food?
Meat.
Meat.
Okay. Much meat.
Okay.
And the other one's like nodding, like, yeah, that's the, yeah, that's that, yeah, that's it. Ask for more meat.
Preferred meat type?
Warm.
Hang on for a moment. Hey, Jen?
Yes, Camaro.
Can I get
living a up to your name? I see.
Can I get a several sides of beef delivered to me?
That you're not cleared for that kind of request. Why are you asking that?
I'm in the negotiations.
There's some kind of interference. I can't see anything through your body cam.
Can I use my Magitek to adjust my body cam to boost the signal?
Or his, you could.
Or his, yeah.
Yeah, you can give it, roll it.
And 14 plus, I think, 9 for 23.
Ah. Yeah, you cut through the Magitek interference.
Yeah,
and okay, got it. Well, you can understand them?
I'm communicating with them, yes.
Understood. You need industrial-sized sides of beef?
Yes. As many as I can get here in a short period of time. I'm hoping to be able to have communications and set up some sort of back and forth with them. They do seem to be...
They seem they're getting very irritated because you're not talking to them.
Yes. Okay.
And
hi.
He's planning. He plans to take away our meats. Yeah. Yeah. Hit him. We just hit him. We eat him. Don't work. Let's eat him. Coming. He's warm meat. Let's get it.
Meat is coming. How would you guys like?
The boss will be back here in 2 minutes. Boss will be back here in 4 ice drips.
Okay. Yes. So, you obviously have come through some sort of portal?
So warm.
Where you were?
It's too warm here.
So that portal goes back to your home, which is cold? Or is it just a...
Don't tell me, idiot. Yeah, I mean, no. Yeah, yes, no. Idiot, no one punches the other one. There's obviously... The dumb one is the one talking to you. But he's stronger than the other one, he's getting away with it. And you can tell this.
Unfortunately, we don't know how to move those portals, but there are places here that are much colder and have ice capped.
You get a ping back from Jen, and it says, we've found that they only eat sentient life.
That could be a problem.
We checked the archives.
Okay.
Which means they took a person through that just now.
Obviously. Oh, that's an issue.
We're going to have to go.
Are you sure they won't eat other things?
From the records that were provided by our cryptozoologists, yes. They have a purely humanoid cannibalistic diet.
Let's try anyway.
I've got a shipment of Omaha steaks flying in. They're the fastest we could get. There's a distro down the mountain. They'll be there in 3 minutes.
Okay. Appreciate that. May not help, but we'll...
Okay, so describe how you entertain to Yeti before their boss comes and eats you. Because he will eat you. What are you two doing behind him?
Are we outside the
I look the imagine cave? You're like
at are the, we inside just like hiding from the cold?
So I should describe the cave a little better. So you come in the cave and then it curls to the left and then it kind of like snakes back. Mm-hmm. So almost shaped like a question mark.
Okay.
And I imagine you guys are sitting at the first curve of the question mark while he's standing like 15 foot away around the curve of that question mark.
I think it's, I don't know. I want to say that it's going well, but also it sounds like it's not going well.
Yeah, since we only get the conversation with Jen parts of it.
Yeah, exactly.
My firebolt extinguished.
Yeah. All you hear is cannibal, and you're like, fuck.
Yep, I'm like, alright, I say we convince the dumb one to join us and take out the other one, convincing him that more meat for him then.
And what? Can I get a perception from you? And actually, did you? Are you watching through his camera?
Yeah. I upgraded it, so.
Yeah. Then yeah, roll me a Magitek check.
Ooh.
Actually, yeah, perception then Magitek.
Perception will be a 9.
It's so much harder now, but you have a shot because your bonus is so damn high for Magitek.
23 for Magitek.
That was I set it to 22 because how bad your perception was. All right, what did you get for perception?
8 plus 2 for 10.
You had no idea. You're going to see that the runes that make up this circle aren't metal. like most of the others, they're rock.
So they're destructible?
Very much so.
We still gotta rescue everyone on the other side if we can.
There's a lot of blood. They're not alive. Your medical professional says that's too much blood for there to be life.
Well, we don't know how many people actually went through, so it's hard to determine that. But
you could ask. They're pretty dumb.
So how many slabs of meat did you take through?
One big one. He kept kicking and kicking and kicking. He says it's going to be good and tender.
Yeah, it's only one. There's two.
Probably the other super. The third super that's supposed to be up here.
Oh, man, you spoiled it. It's timber. Actually, he kept punching and punching and punching.
Should we rescue him then?
No, he's most likely not alive.
We got magic to be alive people.
The thing is, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
But and is your ass worth, is it worth your ass if you get trapped in the side?
The problem with it is they're going to kick our ass. I don't care what we do, they're going to kick our ass. There's at least three of them and only three of us.
Now, you do hear a voice from down the tunnel, and you and the two people down the other way turn, and you see Bridget standing there.
No, Bridget?
Bridget Lance?
Bridget Lance. I was thinking, what's her name from the previous...
Hold on. I have her super name here. Very, very far back. You might think, like, some random...
I was thinking Brigida. No, not Brigida.
Brigid.
Yeah, Brigid. There we go.
B-R-I-G-I-D. Brigid. Oh, I have so many in here that I wish I had. Wilson.
So maybe you should organize it, Paul.
Damn.
I printed them today. I did my best. Oh, shoot. So she has on, she's in a jet black outfit that as you watch, it fades to a gray to match the color of the walls. And she says, if you can distract them, I can probably get through and get them.
All right, we're on team distraction.
Could I not also join her and go invisible?
No but you make
could you make me invisible? That'd be awesome.
I can, right? I can turn to other people. Yeah. Boom. I got you. No, she points and goes, I got you. And then just goes invisible.
I'm not going to question it. And she says, I'll be right back. And then you hear, like...
No, we don't hear anything.
Well...
She's silent.
For like a tenth of a second, you hear the sound of, like, a word. Like, whoo. And then she's gone.
Okay.
And all you see, you get like a whoosh of air past you. And then, what's... Chimera, you feel the same thing past you, but... It looks, and then you notice the Yetis don't seem to notice it. And then there's a ripple in the
portal.
All right. So, and they say, where's the meat? You said it was coming.
It's going to be 6 ice strips.
Because you figured out that you've gotten.
I'd say 5 now.
5, yeah.
Boss will be back in 2, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah. We need to do a distraction.
The question I have is, do you have any games?
What is game?
Play.
We play chase the meat.
Chase the meat. You play any other games when you're not hungry?
Yeah, it's called tossers, where they take their meat and toss it.
What's not hungry mean?
Well, if you eat stuff that doesn't necessarily run away from you, you can get full.
What's full?
Yes, exactly. If you come with me...
He's speaking of magic, we should kill him and eat him. Yeah.
But if you come with me, you can try something else and see if you like it. And you can eat as much as you want.
Oh, no. I think he's lying to us, boss. Yeah, I think he's lying to us.
I cast guidance on Art.
Also, Natalie has guidance as well.
Double guidance.
It doesn't stack.
Damn it.
But in fact, the two of you can be guided at once if you wanted to ever do that.
I'm going, Longstrider would be better.
Don't
I have... Longstrider self-target or can't target
Don't
others?
I have Longstrider? Could I give that to him?
I think you do, yeah.
Can I give it to him?
Hang on. We're looking. I think you can cast it on other
people. I think it's touch.
Is it touch? Yeah.
Could... well, I'm concentrating to keep her invisible, but she's in a different portal.
Yeah, range touch.
So, essentially, there. I'm going to save you the trouble. They're going to devolve into an argument and then beat each other up.
Oh, okay.
Because they're fucking idiots. And,
Boss doesn't come in.
About 2 minutes later, the thing ripples, and all you see is the bloody and barely breathing form of Timber come through, and as she ripples through the portal, she stumbles and she becomes visible, and you see she is coated in blue blood, all down the whole front of her armor. And she just goes, "Shit, it's bad." And she takes a knife and just jabs him in the neck of both Yetis.
Oh, there goes my idea. Well, she can teleport in as the major distraction
and prevent them from swinging at her. You should probably hit this one. It looks like it's still breathing, and I'm very tired.
I will take my,
He's right there. I think he just storm bolted. Okay. Move on.
Yeah. I was going to say I was going to take care of the portal and keep that shut.
I was going to take care of the portal because I can do extra damage versus it.
Okay. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. You could actually, you figure you could probably disable it, but you could turn it back on if you roll high enough.
All right,
well, if you don't, it'll explode, but...
Okay, I'm okay with the exploding right now.
Okay.
I will attempt to disable.
Disable, but make it re-enableable?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to guide him, Natalie?
I got you.
And then I'll put a ground on.
I was going to say Bardic Inspiration, but that is not a thing you have access to.
I don't have that.
I know!
I am going to use a regular Inspiration.
Fair. Mm-hmm. To roll that hot five?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm pretty sure a 16 will not cut it.
You don't think so, no. You don't reroll it. You don't really reroll the d6, the d4.
Inspiration's in.
Inspiration's out, folks. It went from a 5 to a 1. Are you rolling the same dice? You crazy fuck.
It rolled high several times tonight.
He likes to live on the deep end.
Okay, so I'm assuming magic deck.
Yes.
Then that's
24. Yeah. It looks like you've disabled it to a point where essentially you carve out a rock and you make it so you could twist it or just take it off. And if you want to reactivate it, you can pop it back in place.
I'll take out the rock then.
Yeah, you just lay it next to it. Or do you take it with you?
I take it with me.
Okay.
It's an actual rock, not a frozen thing of ice.
You are given... Here's two things that happen. You hear a helicopter outside and you're given a 10-minute warning.
I think we'll take the helicopter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says Omaha Steaks on the side.
That's fine. It's a lift. We have an emergency need to abscond with the helicopter because we have an injured person.
What do you do with the Yeti bodies? Did you throw them through or did you take them
away? Oh, we throw them through back into the other side. Oh, no.
No, we keep them here.
We'll keep them here. We'll leave them here.
In the cold tunnel.
In the cold tunnel.
Do we know if they regenerate at all?
You do not know.
Jen? I'm asking Jen.
No, they do not. Though if there's any burning near them, they really don't. I'm sorry. They seem vulnerable to fire.
I torched them a little bit.
Like their foot, just like... Eh.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you guys hop in the helicopter. The Omaha Steaks guy is like, this is the weirdest liver I've ever had. Where am I dropping off 800 pounds of steak?
It's unneeded anymore. The negotiations failed.
Okay, so who's paying for 800 pounds of steak?
Refund?
Jen says, we'll take care of it.
Thank you.
And then he gets a text message. He goes, guess I'm stopping by Riverside City on the way home. Okay. I guess I'm flying out to Riverside City after this. Excellent. It's in, but this hotel, this helicopter is like way too sleek. Like, this is obviously military kind of helicopter that they've repurposed. And it's actually got guns on it still because it's dangerous to fly the skies now. So it's like an Apache.
All right.
So you guys,
take the helicopter down the mountain.
Yeah, you get back and it's like 2-minute warning, and you are the last team to arrive. Mm. And your captain, your mentor's covered in blood, but you look back and she's not.
I cast prestidigitation.
I was gonna say you look back and she's like, "Can one of you help with this?" And
yeah, prestidigitation.
And she says, "That's really handy. You should probably capture that blood in something."
Absolutely,
yeah, of course.
And then, I have vials and stuff.
No, she hands you like a trash bag with like a hermetic seal at the top. I have things. And then she like looks at you funny, and then you look away and she's gone. And you find her sitting in the teleportation pod, just like 20 feet away, just kind of like waving. Mm. You did not feel magic when it happened.
Gotcha.
And the pod says 1 minute.
We're there.
And Wellspring says thank you so much. She'd already healed. She's already healed him. She saw him and she hit him with. He was not dead, but she hit him with a regeneration spell. And he's just slowly his body. They ate one of his arms, so he's like slowly regenerating an arm right now. You know, and you guys leave, and she also gives she flips a data chit to Chimera because I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll catch it.
She says, if I see that online, I know where you, I will find out where you live.
Not a problem. It won't go anywhere past me.
Wasn't it for your mom or something? No.
No,
it was for you.
It was for me.
But yeah, so you guys make it back, and yeah, you guys are all going to get graded, and let's see which of your classmates didn't make it back. Because, spoiler alert, that's a thing. Percentiles. That's too many D10s. Actually, I'm going to have each all of you roll roll percentiles.
That's not okay.
Who are we murdering this time? Find out next time.
Roll percentiles.
29.
87.
92.
So
you two just murdered people.
They didn't.
You did.
What number?
29.
I need you to roll me. Oh, isn't that she's one of the two people who has fucking plot armor on this?
So nobody died.
No.
Plot armor.
No. No.
Actually, it's, hang on.
I do have a D2.
No, he's got a D30.
I have a D30.
I have one in here, but it'll make my mouse fall.
14.
They also have plot armor. If it happens the third time, then...
Because no. I'm pretty sure that was either...
Yeah, I know.
Guess or self.
Yeah, that's my guess. She, so probably self. Or someone else.
It was self.
Yeah.
Well, lucky me.
Crash.
They lived up to the name.
Oh. No.
Corbin, a.k.a. Crash, Sawyer, his powers were was Technopath. He was.
I'm ruining my competition.
It was Technopath, but he was to break tech, not fix it. He was your opposite. He was eaten by a Yeti.
And he was not found on the other side.
No, eaten.
He was eaten on the field.
Like, there were five other. So I rolled to see where you, if you, what side you guys ended up on. And the side with the bunch of Yetis and nothing else was the other way, and you guys got the bigger Yeti and the building and Chip. So Corbin Sawyer, a.k.a. Crash, is finito.
Are you going to rip him out?
I'd rip him up? And just write dead on him.
Yep.
Just in case you need the information again.
So that is...
He is team... He was week team two, six.
Day five.
Yep. And there was a chance of three of them going down. You guys managed not to happen. But effectively, you're learning that this is real. This is not
haha cute time.
Tell me this is not one I wrote a bunch about. That's what I'm hoping right now. Because there's a couple that I wrote a lot less about. And I haven't found him yet, which is making me nervous.
It really sounds like someone that was kind of just added in. So my guess is not a lot.
Okay, good. He wasn't anything. So what you're going to find out in the coming days is that he was from Silicon Valley, California, and he was a big football star. And his spark doesn't fit who he was going to be. And you find in his notes that he was going to try and find out how to get his powers changed. And the fact that the power centers are all gone meant that was probably not going to happen in a safe way. And as you see Corbin's body carried off of the arena floor, it's time to end.
That's fucking sad.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.